Welcome to our evening prayer on Tuesday the 18th of August. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. O God, will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Truly, his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him, that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. A reading from Psalm 74. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. O God, why have you utterly disowned us? Why does your anger burn against the sheep of your pasture? Remember your congregation that you purchased of old, the tribe you redeemed for your own possession, and Mount Zion where you dwelt. Hasten your steps towards the endless ruins, where the enemy has laid waste all your sanctuary. Your adversaries roared in the place of your worship. They set up their banners as tokens of victory, like men brandishing axes on high in a thicket of trees. All her carved work they smashed down with hatchet and hammer. They set fire to your holy place. They defiled the dwelling place of your name and razed it to the ground. They said in their heart, let us make havoc of them altogether. And they burned down all the sanctuaries of God in the land. There are no signs to see, not one prophet left, not one among us who knows how long. How long, O God, will the adversary scoff? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why have you withheld your hand and hidden your right hand in your bosom? Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Yet God is my King from of old, who did deeds of salvation in the midst of the earth. It was you that divided the sea by your might and shattered the heads of the dragons on the waters. You alone crushed the head of Leviathan and gave him to the beasts of the desert for food. You cleft the rock for fountain and flood. You dried up ever-flowing rivers. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You establish the moon and the sun. You set all the bounds of the earth. You fashion both summer and winter. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Remember now, Lord, how the enemy scoffed, how a foolish people despised your name. Do not give to wild beasts the soul of your turtle dove. Forget not the lives of your poor forever. Look upon your creation, for the earth is full of darkness, full of the haunts of violence. Let not the oppressed turn away ashamed, but let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Remember how fools revile you all the day long. Forget not the clamor of your adversaries, the tumult of your enemies that ascends continually. Arise, O God, maintain your own cause. Redeeming God, renew your broken people with your Holy Spirit, that they may walk your narrow way and greet your coming dawn in Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. You have mercy on those who fear you, from generation to generation. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Lead me in the path of your commandment, that I may see the wonders of your law. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes, O Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. Let us pray. Loving God, bless my family, my friends, and all in my heart today. May they be safe and well, and kept close to your peace and love. Help me to know that you are with me as I show love and care to others. Amen. Now that the day has ended, I praise you, O my Lord, and pray that the evening and the night will be calm. Grant me this, my Saviour. Amen. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.